All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, we've got everybody. We got a full house in the studio, too. We got a special guest coming up, too. You definitely don't want to miss that. We got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
Hey.
What's happening, y'all?
And, of course, we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself.
What is happening, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma?
When I'm screaming, Okie City, the 405.
405.
Love it. You know what I don't love?
What's that?
Bad car ads.
I can't stand them.
There's nothing worse. I mean, I am a Craigslist, Facebook marketplace crawler. I'm always looking at cars online for sale.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm the only one. It's almost like a little hobby of mine. You know, if I got dead time or I'm on hold or something like that, that's what I'm doing. And, you know, scope it out because you'd be surprised. I found some really good deals, not even looking for anything.
Yeah, you sent me a pretty cool one the other day.
Yeah. But I've also got some really good deals off of bad ads. Like just people that posted stupidly.
Oh, yeah.
Is the best way to put it. Like, what were you thinking when you posted this? And it was a good item. Just a bad attempt at posting it online for sale.
You got to think, the ad is the window to everything. So
exactly.
If that doesn't grab you for a good reason.
What's a big pet peeve of yours, Professor?
Either not enough pictures or bad pictures.
I would rather have no pictures. Okay, I got a good one for you. You got an ad that's worded beautifully with no pictures.
Yeah.
I don't even give it a second look.
I won't even click on it.
It's 2018.
Exactly. Where's your pictographs?
You got a camera in your pocket.
I mean, very true.
Even if, and not that that is the proper way to do it, but come on, try at least.
Give me something.
I'll go up to the options and select image only whenever I'm searching.
Yeah. So you've got that. So what's a big pet peeve? So no pictures or bad pictures? All right, Smitty.
Dirty carpet. You dirty take a picture. Like, I look at a bunch of bag trucks, of course, surprise. But, man, they would be beautiful on the outside. Billets polished up, steering wheels shining bright. Carpet be dirty. Look like they just got done baling hay.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, it kills
me. It's like,
me, dude.
Have you ever heard of a vacuum?
I mean, just brush it off.
Like you're trying to grow grass in your floorboard or
exactly.
something?
Exactly.
You done threw some hay down there. Did you put the seed down already?
You already got the seed down?
Breezy?
No amount. When they put a dollar.
That one bothers me.
That one drives me into. I won't even finish reading it. If there's no amount and I, you know, cannot find it anywhere on the page, I'm done with it.
I'll tell you one that drives me crazy. You see a good picture, or good pictures, and a good ad.
Mm-hmm.
But they have no clue what their car's worth, and they ask something astronomical. Like they have a 2001 Ford Ranger, and they're asking $13,900 for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That drives me insane. And you're like, well, that's what it's worth to them. There's no way humanly possible that you looked anywhere online and got a price of $13,900 unless it was gold-plated for a 2001 Ford Ranger.
I mean, my Papa Shorty always told me, you know, it's only worth what somebody will pay you.
Exactly. And there's lots of ways of finding value on something. And I don't know where these people get these numbers from. Well, I've got a few theories, but I can't say these on the radio. But they come from lower places.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big pet peeve. Probably some of the best buys I ever made were from bad ads, though.
Oh, yeah.
I love bad ads. Love them because I make money off of them. I've bought cars before with bad pictures. But a quick story on this one. I was on Craigslist. This was like a Wednesday night. And I'm just sitting around, just killing time. There was a 2001 GMC Sonoma pickup.
Yeah.
S15, S10. And a little purple truck. You remember they had that kind of purple color? Decent looking truck, but the picture was like an extreme close-up of the right front fender, marker light, and like the corner of the bumper and about half a wheel. Yeah. I don't see how he even got this picture of it, but it was just this little close up of it. And it said the miles and had a phone number. And it had, you know, I think it had like $2,200 on it.
Yeah.
And it had been posted for a couple weeks on there at this point. That's another thing I like to do. I like to look at the oldest ones first.
Oh, yeah.
But, so it had been on there for a little while. I called the guy up and I said, "Hey, you've been getting a lot of calls on your little pickup truck?" He said, "No, man, I ain't got a call one on this thing." I'm like, surprise. So I went and met him. He was actually just, you know, 10 minutes up the road from me. And went and looked at it. I bought that truck for $800.
Get out of here.
Well, nobody was looking at it. And he told me, and I told him, I said, "Hey, oatmeal's better than oatmeal, bud. This is what I got in my pocket." And he took it.
Yeah.
So I left my truck locked up and drove that truck home. And I got somebody to run me back out to get my pickup. But I took that truck, cleaned it up, took some good pictures, and sold it for $3,000 2 weeks later on Craigslist.
Dang.
It went from Moore, South Carolina to Taylor, South Carolina. It's the only thing that changed.
That makes people sick, you know? I mean, it's got to make you sick to see something like that.
But they did it to himself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the thing about it. I mean, a bad ad is the difference between selling and not selling.
Hustle's in you, not on you.
Exactly. I love it. That's a good one.
That's
I'm penciling that one down. Richard, give me a good example. Give me something you've seen before that was a bad ad.
Not putting any information.
That really? One.
Just 2001 GMC Sonoma 2200.
Yeah.
That drives
and
me
now,
crazy.
That one's one thing, but you know, you don't have to be a walking encyclopedia of automotive knowledge to be descriptive.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain questions that everyone has about a vehicle that they're going to buy and answer them. You know, you're not going to call to ask questions that you should know before you decide if you want a call to begin with.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, you've got to have your ducks in a row with this kind of thing. You know, you definitely want mileage. You want condition there, and you got to shoot straight with people. I mean, I ain't saying you necessarily need to downgrade your automobile, not make it sound good, but, you know, you kind of need to be, you know, truthful with them about it too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it needs paint, it needs paint, you know what I mean? But, that's a really big thing. And that's another thing too. Some people, you know, if it's not descriptive enough, they won't even bother dealing with it. Unless you get those people that want to send you the text. Oh, that's another one that drives me crazy. On the other side of this, what's your bottom dollar? First response. If that's the very first response, I usually don't even respond.
Nuh-uh.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, no matter what you say, they're going to hit it lower.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, they're not going to buy it anyway. So why bother?
My usual response to that is, what are you offering?
Yeah, exactly. You tell me.
Yeah. I'm selling it.
Why don't you come look at it first?
You're looking at it in pictures. Yeah, I'm selling it, but you can tell me how much I'm going to take for it.
Exactly.
Know? Get out of here.
Yeah, just beat it. You know, like, and those people right there, those are like tie kickers from way back.
Oh,
if you told them, I'll take $20 for it, you'll never hear from them.
Yeah.
No, they're on social media trying to show off that they supposedly have money. Usually the people that just make an offer that's ridiculous that they know nobody's going to accept. They probably don't have that money anyway.
Yeah. I'll be like, I'll take it. Well, you see what had happened was the way my checking account is set up, I can only write 3 checks a month, and I just paid the light bill.
Yeah.
So can't catch you next month, G.
That's another one of my favorites right there. You beautiful ad, beautiful pictures, make offer. No. I'm not going
to. That's hard to do. You're putting a value on someone else's stuff there.
Exactly.
Give me a starting point.
Yeah, and you're going to start low automatically.
Exactly.
And then they're going to get mad.
Well, you can't buy it and sell it. You can only do one.
Exactly.
You can only do one. I tell you what. I tell you what else we got to do is these commercial breaks.
Man, Smitty. Hey, they pay for it.
That's right. They pay in the bills. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up. We're talking the do's and don'ts of buying and selling cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We're talking the do's and don'ts of buying and selling cars. Of course, we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio, the Hot Rod happy couple.
Hey.
What up, Radio Land?
And, of course, we got Richard, the Professor Hoskins himself.
Shout out to all the SVT Cobra fans in Romeo, Michigan.
What? Sign and vow covers. That was the coolest thing. It was the little sticker that was signed. They put on the valve cover.
That was reason enough to get a Cobra.
In 1994.
Yeah, that was 96. That was awesome, dude.
Well, 96 was the four cams.
Yeah, that's when they started hand building the Cobra engines, isn't it?
Well, I thought the 94s were hand built.
I think the 94 was just a regular 5 liter with GT40P heads.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
I don't know.
I'm sure Spencer Hewitt will weigh in, or somebody will weigh in and correct us.
Wayne McCutcheon, where are you at when we need you? He would know.
He would know, definitely.
He has a 94 Cobra. He could tell us these things. But we're talking bad ads. Things that drive you crazy when you're trying to buy a car online or looking at cars online. You know, we talked about several pet peeves, bad pictures, dirty carpet,
bad descriptions,
dirty carpet. Shaking my head. Richard, give us an example. I'll give you another one. I got one for you. I got one. We can go around the table on this one. Clean your car out.
Yeah.
I cannot stand pictures of a car with crap inside it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a picture of your girlfriend up on the dash.
Mm-mm.
I don't. And I tell you something else that drives me crazy. I don't want your mama's memorial sticker in the back glass.
No.
No.
Go ahead and razor blade that off, Grandma. I understand. I promise you.
No. If you want to sell something, get it ready to sell.
That drives me insane.
One thing that really drives me crazy, when you're talking about pictures and all that stuff, and I got one more good one that will really drive me crazy, but this one, my favorite is the part where, you know, when you and your old lady just took a ride and you found this pretty little spot and you decided, let's take a couple pictures of my girl with my car. Why would you put that picture in your for sale ad?
You know, sex sells. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, but 90% of those people, they ain't sex selling there.
They ain't no good-looking lady. She ain't the car model type.
That's why your springs is bad on the right side, buddy.
Now we know why your car got that bachelor lean in it. But, yeah, that's a bad one. There's nothing worse than, like, you know, you're trying to buy a car and, like, the trunk's full of stuff.
Yeah.
And they got to clean their junk out of it.
You're talking about when you're there to buy the car?
To buy it. And it's full of crap. Do you know how much cool stuff I've scored being left in cars?
Oh, I bet.
I've got a set of jumper cables that I got out of a car that I bought probably for next to nothing out of the back of it that I still use to this day. And I probably had them 20 years. I love them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. How about you, Richard? You ever score anything cool, anything left in a car you bought?
I have scored some stuff buying cars from my grandfather that I did not want.
False teeth.
Like bullhorns.
Oh, Lord.
Stickers that go across the windshield that say Mustang on my Chevy Cavalier. A Honda CRX that had mailbox letters that said Sedan DeVille.
Oh.
These are all real things. I'm not making these up.
I love this. I want to. I'm picturing the CRX.
My grandfather was a very strange man.
Sounded like a cool guy to party with.
Oh, it was. It was awesome. Drank three beers a day, every day.
He lived
to be 95.
Sounds like he was doing something right. Driving them Sedan DeVille Cadillac CRX Hondas.
Yeah, that one, man. Jeez.
I love it. Don't worry. I got some funny grandpa stories for you, too. I actually got a funny grandpa used car story for you on that one. But my grandpa rode around in my mother's father rode around in a Chrysler New Yorker, like the little ones, like the 87, like the turbo. You'd be all about that, Turbo 2.2.
Heck yeah, man.
And
that's good taste.
Funeral home gray, wire wheel hubcaps. It was the car that talked to you when you turn the switch on. Fasten seat belts.
That's class right there.
It sounded like Sean Connery was talking to you.
That's class.
It's something. You know, it had like the little crystal medallion on the front that I'm 99% sure was plastic.
It's beautiful, though.
That car had 14,000 miles on it like in 2008. Yeah. It was an 87.
Dang. Well, to be fair, it probably didn't run a lot of the time.
Well, but the thing that was funny about it was that it was old people driving it. So the white walls and the hubcaps had about 3 million miles on them. Hey, look, they've been drugged behind the car since day one. I don't think you could have drugged them 14,000 miles and done any more damage. It had to be throwing sparks going down the road. I didn't realize Greenville had that many damn curbs in it. It was insane. So give me another one, Josh. What's a good one?
I got this. Dodge Cummins with 500,000 miles, but that don't matter because it's a diesel.
Oh.
And I want $43,000 for it.
Diesels don't wear out. It's just getting broke in.
Yeah, just
I love it. It's just getting broke in good. No, it's just good and wore out. That's the thing. Just diesel trucks are made to drive. You know, they'll drive longer miles if they're took care of and things like that.
That's salesmanship for it still runs.
Yeah.
Exactly. But this whole getting, it's just broke in. It's not a Freightliner. Exactly. It's a Dodge truck.
Exactly. It's not an International.
That's high miles for a Freightliner.
Yeah.
It's a Dodge truck. And you get these kids, they buy these things all day long. It's diesel to run forever. And you get these Duramaxes coming in the shop all the time. And, you know, next thing you know, they got to buy $3,000 worth of injectors for it. Huh? What?
Why?
What? They don't get it, you know? Uh-huh. I mean, it's just part of it. You bought a high mileage truck. This is what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. The whole diesel thing with me blows my mind. Because 80% of the guys that are driving these trucks don't need a diesel truck.
They wear bedazzled britches.
They wear them. They wear them old britches with rhinestones on them and stuff. I think the professor's got him a couple pairs of those.
I don't think so, sir.
You ain't got none of them rhinestone britches?
I do not.
Oh, Breezy, you got some, don't you?
I do.
You do.
Huh?
You got rhinestone britches. But it's okay because you're a gal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's cool. I like her rhinestones. I was talking about
a pet peeve.
What's the pet peeve?
When you go and you look at an ad, got a nice picture of a nice car, first picture. It's got several pictures with it, but all of the other pictures are of other things.
Yeah. I've gotten that one before. I've actually seen a picture of a guy's cat.
I was about to say a dog. I've seen dogs.
Yeah.
Family pet.
Field.
It's important to have. I mean, it's good background information.
Yeah.
But, and I'm glad to see you're an animal lover.
Yeah.
Let's look at the car.
That's a good point. I just don't want to buy anything from that person.
No, not at all.
Well, apparently they're not too serious about selling it.
Uh-uh.
Or just extremely dirty cars. That's another one that drives me insane. Dirty ones. Oh, black wheels. Like brake dust. I ain't talking about murdered out.
Yeah.
Oh, it drives me insane. But I like these darn commercial brakes, but it gets us every time. We got a great guest in the studio, Mr. Travis Millwood from Speed Trap Productions. You definitely don't want to miss that. He's Mr. Car Picture Taker 101 right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, we've got Smitty and Breezy.
Hello.
What's happening?
And, of course, Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself.
What's
lab
up?
Coat. Lab coat on. Pocket protector in place. Bow tie on. Mr. Richard Hoskins.
Man, I don't wear a bow tie, but... What's happening, Bald Knob, West Virginia?
That's what I'm screaming. Up in coal mining country. Listening in to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. I wonder what kind of hot rods they're into in West Virginia. I don't know. Anyway, guys, we're talking all about the do's and don'ts of selling cars. And I've gotten quite a reputation over the years for selling cars.
Yeah, I've seen your reputation.
You trying to? Did I say you something?
I didn't
or something?
Say
what you
trying?
Why are you trying to talk bad?
You got a bad conscience.
Oh,
I sleep like a baby. Keep in mind, I'm a used car salesman. I'm just saying, you know. But you know what's the most important thing? And I'm going to throw this one off to the professor himself because he's going to knock this one out of the park. What's the most important thing when posting a car online that you need?
Pictures, pictures, pictures.
Yes,
detailed,
yes, yes.
Pictures of all right. Everything.
So when you need detailed, high quality pictures, what do? You whip out your cell phone and you take pictures of it.
Well, that's what I do, but I don't sell many cars either.
That could say something. But you hire a car photographer, and I know what you're saying to yourself, Rob. That's crazy. I'm gonna tell you something, guys. First of all, everybody loves cool pictures of their car.
This is true.
Every guy in the world wants a cool picture of his car, whether it be for social media or you have it printed out or on a canvas above your bed.
Or if you're trying to sell it.
Or if you're trying to sell it, you need a cool picture of your car. But who do you call? I tell you who you call. Our special guest we have in the studio, Mr. Travis Millwood with Speed Trap Productions. What's going on, Travis?
What's going on, Rob?
Oh, man, nothing much. So we're talking about car photography, and we're talking about sales do's and don'ts. So tell us a little bit about car photography and the types of car pictures you do and automotive art. I mean, because it's art what you do with these pictures, because I've seen some of these cars in person. They look way better in your pictures.
Thanks, Rob. Good to be here.
I tell you what, so tell us a little more about this car photography thing. What got you started in car photography?
Well, Rob, I started taking pictures pretty much 3 years ago, and cars were just like my passion. So that's all I took pictures of with cell phone. Then finally bought me a digital camera. Just last year, I branded it as Speed Trap Productions. I came up with it June of last year, and I've been running with it ever since.
I tell you what, man, you've been setting the woods on fire on social media too. Like, you see those pictures everywhere. You know, you see the route sign logo at the bottom of those pictures, and I love it because, I mean, all the pictures are killer.
His IG is on point. Let me say, every time I go into IG, it's like Speed Trap, Speed Trap, and it is awesome every time I look at it.
It's like yeah. Every time. Like, it's automatic. Heart.
Double tap.
That's what I'm saying. I tell you what, I seen a good looking truck on there today.
Yeah, it was a vehicle ride of the day. I'll spit it out here in a minute.
Ride of the day. It was a little black Silverado looking pretty sexy.
It ain't little. It was on 24s in that picture. Let's be for real here.
You so hardcore.
I try.
You so hardcore. You gangster.
I tell you, dude. He took
just
that
think,
picture.
Professor, if you sweet talk him, a Daytona Z may be the ride of the day.
Maybe it could be one of those cars that looks better in his pictures than it does in person.
Like I said, if you sweet talk him, Professor.
I don't know. If you take the picture of you in the robe in the Daytona, I think that would be awesome.
That's how it normally gets driven. So, I feel like I should be the model and I should be wearing my bathrobe.
That would be a good look. I mean,
could you make that look good?
Travis, you got your work cut out for you.
Hugh, let the Hugh Hefner thing go with the Daytona Z.
I can get a pipe.
I'm telling you. Professor, you could rock a pipe. You could be that guy.
In my bathrobe, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely in your jammies.
Hey, we're talking about Silverado.
Talking about 24s.
With folks.
That picture was pre-route sign. That was the first time I ever met Travis at the Shriner show.
Speed Trap Productions
I remember back in the day, like, just seeing this guy.
I love how you kids talk. Last June was back in the day.
It was, dude, a lot's happened.
Back in the day.
A
lot's happened in a year.
But now I remember seeing this guy just walking around taking pictures, and we're all like, who is he? And then we'd see him pop up on Facebook and on Instagram. And then everybody started following him. And then everybody knew who he was after. I mean, his pictures speak for itself.
A picture is worth 1,000 words. Travis's pictures, 10,000 words.
Exactly.
Just saying. Magical. So, you know, you may be new to the photography game, but your photography does not show that at all. I mean, like, the pictures are great. Like, from the photo shoot, the poster shoot did, you're very welcome. The poster shoot, I mean, it turned out phenomenal. And, like, you know, we're joking around, you know, about people taking pictures and taking 1,000 pictures. And it's the truth. I mean, anybody can get a couple of good shots, but when you get numerous good shots from a shoot, you've done something. And, like, you even do, like, some of the late model cars. I mean, you do all types of cars. We're not just talking just the classics or just cars for sale. You walk around the shows, you're actually going to be at Carolina Motor Fest, October 6th, Carolina Motor Fest this year, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Heck yeah, man. This is going to be great. So that's another reason to go to Carolina Motor Fest. I mean, so not only we're giving away a Corvette.
Ooh, I know what else we're giving away.
What's that?
The guitar signed by Slash that I want so bad.
I'm telling you. I'm not even the biggest GNR fan. But
I'm not either.
I'm a little fangirl over that myself.
I'm fangirl over Slash, so I'd like to have it.
I mean, I'm more of an Axl guy, but just saying.
You fangirl over 38 Special, but you're not a GNR fan?
Like I said.
That's not a pigeonhole Slash either. He's done other things.
Well, that's true, too.
Like what? What is he in, Velvet Revolver?
Yes, Velvet Revolver.
Velvet Revolver
with
no.
Scott Weiland.
Yeah.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now he's got Miles Kennedy he's touring, or, you know, in the band with.
I've never even heard of him.
I ain't neither.
I don't think nobody has.
I know his name.
I tell you a name we do know.
Who?
Travis Millwood, Speed Trap Productions. That's a name you need.
That's
to know.
Who we're going to get his
name. And he's going to be at Carolina Motor Fest taking pictures of everybody's car. He's going to be walking around. You're going to see him with your camera and be like, I hope he takes a picture of my car. Guess what? He is going to take a picture of your car at Carolina Motor Fest. That's what I love. This is going to be such a great event. I'm stoked. One, it's October 6th. You know what? The weather's going to be a little cooler out. We're going to be at the historic Greenville Pick and Speedway.
You know, I love being out on that speedway doing this show. It's awesome.
I love this show.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
It's one of my all-time favorites.
We got food trucks.
That's why I'm
her
favorite.
And you notice why I'm looking straight at Bree.
I can't even talk. I'm so happy about that.
Funnel cakes.
Funnel cakes.
All right. At the Greenville Pick and Speedway.
Travis is going to get a picture of me with like white powder from head to toe.
That would be epic.
Caption, it's not cocaine.
It's not.
Exactly.
It's a funnel cake. Leave me alone. Her sugar was low. But so, and I mean, and now we have swap meet. We have all kinds of stuff. But now we've got a professional photographer, Mr. Travis Millwood, walking around.
Speed trap.
With his camera in his hand, a lot like Thor with his hammer, taking magical pictures of all the automobiles and the happenings at Carolina Motor Fest. And we're giving away a Corvette, and I'm going to be there. It's Christmas. That's all it is. The end.
It's in October.
Somebody sent Santa the memo. We're blowing them out.
It's
he's done.
Be a mile of cars.
A mile of show cars at the historic Greenville Pick and Speedway.
I'll tell you what, Rob, I'll throw in a free photo shoot to a random car at the event.
I'll tell you what, we're going to give away a photo shoot.
Silverado? On 22s.
On 22s. But I keep them clean. I keep them clean, though. Richard?
Man,
you get that robe and pipe ready, bud.
I will, man. I will go. It's gonna be October, man. I'll go there.
You may need
my robe.
That robe. It may be a little cool in the morning.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I'll put on my cleanest boxers and t-shirt, and you know, dry clean my robe.
Please tell me it's pink and fuzzy.
Come on out to Carolina Motor Fest and watch Richard get arrested.
Hey, if Richard shows up like that, I will faithfully bow out and give him the photo shoot. I'm just saying.
I'll be honest with you. If he shows up with it like that, I will pay for a photo shoot if he doesn't win it.
Nobody wants to see that.
Oh, we all want
no,
to see
we
that.
No, we all want to see it. We want to see the professor in his jammies and slippers with the Daytona Z, pipe in hand. Yes.
Oh, that would be sexy.
I'll be honest with you. I'm glad there's a piece of glass between me and you right now.
I know. I can't look you in the eye right now.
Well, I'm in between both of y'all, so I'm really uncomfortable.
And I'm scared.
Just a little bit.
But that's the cool thing about automotive photography. So what's one of the more challenging shoots you've done?
I would say something...
like fire in the background?
Well, I'd say something like maybe... At night.
Snakes?
Nah. Because you got to use like a slow shutter. Everything, you know, any kind of movement is going to blur the picture.
Right. Because it's kind of tricky shooting at night. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back from this commercial break. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more with Travis Millwood and Speed Trap Productions right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Smitty, Breezy.
What's up?
What's up, Rob?
Professor.
What's happening, Bonanza, Georgia?
That sounds like a cool town. I've been to Georgia a million times. I've never even heard of Bonanza, Georgia.
Sounds like a fun place.
Sounds like a town for like a Wild West shootout.
Well, there was a TV show called Bonanza.
There, hence the Wild West shootout.
Exactly.
I'll tell you.
I tried to sing the, or play the tune, but yeah, I can't remember that.
It was a little before my time. I didn't do the Western thing.
All our times, I'm pretty sure.
I tell you what, though, speaking of shootouts, how about photo shoots? We got Mr. Travis Millwood from Speed Trap Productions in the studio. Travis.
What's going on, Rob?
Travis, what's going on, man? I tell you. So we're talking about difficult shoots, and you're talking about shooting at night. And shooting at night, I can tell you firsthand, dealing with my ex-wife, is the only reason she's still here today. It's very difficult to shoot at night. Oh, you're talking about camera photo shoot. Okay, never mind. Gotcha.
If you go handheld with like any kind of camera, the slightest movement can blur the picture, especially at night.
This is not a good hobby for like somebody with shaky hands or something.
Right. Or they do make tripods. So.
You know what I mean? Well, you know what I'm saying?
You just set it on there and press a button.
Yeah, that'll work too, I guess.
And another reason it's hard to shoot at night is because there's not enough light, so the picture has a lot of grain in it, and it's hard to have a lot of detail without all that grain.
And see, this right here is why I say hire a professional. Because you hear the things he just said, Breezy?
I did.
Picture has grains in it. And like, you know, the light. And, you know, he's talking about focus and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why you shouldn't take pictures of your car. Period. It's kind of like getting somebody to tint your windows that doesn't tint windows.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I can take my own pictures.
I tried that one time.
I can tint
friends
my own
don't
windows.
Let friends do that. you hire a professional. You know you do. Speed trap. Travis, all over the Instagrams. Have you seen them on Instagram, Professor?
I have, man.
Of course, you like Santa Claus. You see everything.
I saw what you just did with Corey Wheeler's car here recently, and that looked awesome, man.
That did look really, really good.
Junior.
I just want to know, did you get the, you know, the underage 18 waiver signed?
Yeah, really. You know he's a minor.
Did you get the bird to sign off?
He's like a child.
Yeah, he's like Peter Pan. He'll never grow old.
No, well, he acts like it, too. Well, but I'll tell you the thing. Every time we do, we actually did a, we do the Camaro Nationals, or Camaro Gathering up in North Carolina, and his mom was there with him, and I made him. He won an award, but I wouldn't give it to him till his mother came up there with him.
That's we awesome. Love Corey. We love
made
to pick on Corey.
I live to make fun of Corey Wheeler. I love Corey, but it's all in good fun. People made fun of me when I was his age because I had the cool car, so I'm just returning the favor. That's how I roll. But, so back to difficult shoots. You know, I mean, difficult. You're dealing with him, so that was pretty difficult off the bat. That's even worse than nighttime. So what's some of your favorite kind of shoots to do? I mean, I know a lot of guys like to go to the drag strip and take pictures.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's that. Always awesome. I mean, any kind of burnouts or, you know, you get that tire flexing when it's taking off.
Oh, yeah, that's just sexy. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean, when you get that right shot. And then I mean, just think about the next day, all the likes you're going to get on Instagram with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you get those likes?
You call Rob them.
I always tag Rob Pitts for just likes. I do it on everything.
Thanks, sis.
You're welcome.
That helps a lot.
I tag you because you're my boy, Rob.
And I need them likes.
And I need them likes.
Because you're a little social butterfly. But no, you know what you do? You don't tag nothing. You go over to my boy, Travis Millwood's page, and you send him a DM. That's a direct message. Yeah. And he'd be like, help! I need some pictures. And he's going to hook you up.
Oh, yeah.
And did I say he was going to be at Carolina Motor Fest? You're going to meet the man himself walking around at the historic Greenville Pickens Speedway. When is that again, was it?
October 6th.
October 6th, that's right.
Weren't we giving away stuff, too?
That's right. We're giving away, I don't know, what is it, like a classic Corvette? Yeah, courtesy of Vet City. And we are also giving away a signed, what is it, like a musical instrument, something with strings on it?
Oh, it's a guitar.
A ukulele.
No, not even close.
I'm a ukulele.
Signed by Slash from Guns N' Roses. And
we also picked up this new cool one that I'd really like to have. Cool little prize.
What's that?
Travis Millwood of Speed Trap Productions is going to give away a free photo shoot.
Travis Millwood's giving away a photo shoot.
Hey.
That's three good reasons to make sure you're there on top of all the other reasons.
I mean, I'm talking about Mile of Show Cars.
Mile of Show Cars.
Hot Rods and Happy Hour spinning all the tunes.
That show is awesome. That show is awesome.
Rob Pitts is going to be there. Celebrities. I mean, what else could you want?
Funnel cake.
Oh, Smitty on funnel the ones cakes. And twos.
Smitty on the ones and twos. On the washers and dryers.
On the washers and dryers.
Breezy's going to be on the microphone some when she's not eating.
So, okay. We're getting off track.
We're good at that.
We're getting off track. We're talking about funnel cakes and washers and dryers. Lord. Anyway, so back to photography. What's a shoot you look forward to doing? Like something you want to do? You know what I mean? Because all these photographers got all these cool ideas.
Well, my dream shoot is like being on an airstrip with like a jetliner and maybe like a Lambo Ferrari sitting beside it. That hasn't happened yet, so I can't retire.
Well, obviously we don't want that to happen because we don't want you to stop. But that is a cool. So you want to be on an airstrip with Lamborghinis and Ferraris. You know, just so happens.
And a jet sitting beside it.
And a jet. Okay.
That would be so
I don't
cool.
I don't know anybody personally with a jet plane.
I thought Rob Pitts had one.
No.
Or a few.
No. Rob Pitts scared heights. Okay. Rob Pitts scared heights and he can't swim. Leave him alone. But I do know a lot of guys with exotic cars, so we can pin that together. I tell you what else would be really cool. Airstrip with the boo thing sitting there. I love that. I think that just
that would be
I felt my heart skip a beat.
That would be amazing.
I felt my heart skip a little bit.
A good backdrop for a good burnout.
And you know what?
Burnout shots.
I actually think Richard has witnessed it. The boo thing actually does really good burnouts.
I certainly have witnessed it.
Yes, it does really good burnouts. I think something, you were yelling out something like Jesus or something pretty loud there one time. But it was a lot of fun.
I witnessed a burnout by that thing.
That was fun.
It was a different one.
It was a different
one. Yeah, that was a terrifying one.
That terrified me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Lamborghinis and exotics. I mean, and that's the cool thing about it. So you can do photo prints if they want prints.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can just give them digital where they can put it on their social media and they can do what
that's
they like.
That's what most people prefer nowadays.
Right. Ain't it crazy how that's changed?
Like, yeah.
I remember my first job. I was working at Winn-Dixie in the grocery store, and we had a photo lab. And we used to make fun of everybody's pictures. They turned them in.
I worked at Kmart doing the same thing.
Everybody dated that girl in the photo lab, and she always showed you the pictures that she probably shouldn't have showed you, but they are not supposed to print them, but you always had the negatives to them. You're like, oh, that's what they're into. Yeah. But now, I mean, because social media, you ain't got to do all that. It's whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let your freak flag fly. You know, it's cool. All right. Love it, love it, love it. Man, I tell you what, talking about epic photo shoots, you know what would be an epic photo shoot?
What you got?
A C4 Corvette out in the field.
I imagine that.
You know what would be an epic photo shoot? The meth bus mini truck and the Silverado.
Now that
would be epic.
That right there is like magic.
Even though you get lower than I do, still. I'm pretty sure Speed Trap and Travis can... You know,
Photoshop your truck on that.
He can body drop
your truck in Photoshop. Richard?
Man, I still got a freshly polished Daytona Turbo Z and a sexy bathrobe.
That just does not sound sexy at all.
Patrick just glowed.
Yeah, I think that's the
Patrick
face you make.
Did not glow.
I think a little uncomfortable, dude.
I think that's the face you make just before you vomit. So anyway, all right, guys. I tell you what. You know what? These are all great ideas. And if you got some great ideas, the man you need to talk to is sitting right here beside me. Well, he ain't sitting beside you, so you need to be looking him up on social media, Mr. Travis Millwood with Speed Trap Productions. Travis, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
I'd say Facebook, Instagram. I'm on both of those pretty actively. I also do a little bit on YouTube, a few videos every now and then. But
that's what I'm screaming. So they can just Speed Trap Productions in
the
search.
Just search for Speed Trap on either one, Facebook or Instagram. You'll find it.
Facebook, the IG, and definitely be sure to check out his pages. Give him a like and follow some of the things he does. This guy takes some great pictures, guys. Like I said, you definitely want to check out his work. All right, guys, hang tight. We've got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour coming your way.